Hello there. So we recorded this episode about a month ago, back in early February, and a lot has changed since then. First up, we moved house, which kind of meant slowing our marketing down, and hopefully nobody noticed too much. But most importantly, another big change happened. Quite a big one. The C word.
Angela.
The disease that shall not be named, because we are all sick of hearing it at this point. So in a way, this episode we recorded back in February, which feels like a million years ago now, it's suddenly become a whole lot more relevant because more people than ever are struggling with the question of how do I fit work in around my kids? We've got schools closing left, right and centre. Thankfully, here in Queensland at the moment, the time of recording at least, schools are still open. But for how long? Kind of feels like that could change at any day. And who knows what even tomorrow will bring. It's exciting, isn't it? Anyway, we thought we'd better record a little extra intro because things have changed and the situation has become a little more widespread. And, you know, things like grandparents are no longer able to be a care option for some of us. And neither is childcare or school. But, you know, it's kind of comforting in a way, for me at least, to know that so many people are in the same boat. So what are we doing at this point to prepare for probably having our kids at home with us 24/7 while trying to run our business? Businesses.
So we've been talking about what exactly that will look like and getting realistic about how we're going to go about it. So dividing up the roles between each other a bit more, depending on work and time and children. Making hay while the sun still shines.
I just introduced you to that saying the other day.
No, you didn't. I've heard it before. It's just a dumb saying.
Oh, whatever.
Anyway, so getting all the work crammed in now while we can, and while we still have a plate full of work, because this could change. Who knows? Economy. Things, problems.
We're all feeling it.
So trying to be more in the moment with our kids as they're so blissfully unaware of what the situation is. And that's nice. They carry on with life as usual.
They still have their kid problems, which yep. kind of feel really trivial to us right now, which is kind of funny.
I think the kids are actually seem to be doing a bit better than usual with the slightly different routine. That I think they're enjoying the stability of hanging out at home a little more and getting some more mum and dad time.
Although I do feel like Badsy, our two-year-old, he's quite a sensitive child. Okay, we have two sensitive children, but Badsy is particularly perceptive with people's feelings.
He's more in tune.
I think he knows something is going on more than the four-year-old. He does.
I mean, also with the move just happening. So he's been through that and then I think he notices a change in the air, so he knows something's going on.
He does.
He's a bit unsteady with it.
He's been a bit clingy, but hey, we're okay.
What are we up to? If we both have a fairly equal amount of work on, we'd probably share shifts more. So Angela would probably work from 6 a.m. till 1 p.m. Both rest with the kids, so Ange normally takes Nathaniel and I take Bazzy. And then I'd probably work from the afternoon until nighttime. 3 p.m. till 10 p.m.
But at the moment, it's kind of a mix of that because I've got a fair few content writing clients at the moment, trying to get all their work wrapped up. And we're sort of coming to the end of a web design project for Stu. So he's still got a few things to tie up, but we're waiting on the client. So he's dealing with the kids mostly, and I'm still trying to get things written. But that could change. Yeah, and side note, we kind of mentioned having a rest with kids. We're really loving having naps with the kids at the moment. It's something we've done on and off over the years, but we're settling into that routine a little bit more and just going with the flow and not trying to fight it, which is nice because sometimes the kids don't nap. And when you try to creep away from them and they wake up suddenly and you've only just opened up the computer, it's quite frustrating. So we're just going with the flow at nap time and often falling asleep with the kids in the afternoon, even on work days. And I find it's helping us work longer days without getting as burnt out. So something you might want to try if you're working from home with kids.
There's a positive. Yeah. A little nappy nap in there.
Yeah.
So anyway, if this is all new to you, you're going to love it and hate it, probably all at the same time. It'll take some getting used to, but apparently you'll have like 6 months of it. So you'll have plenty of time to get used to it.
Yeah, on the bright side.
Give yourself grace and time to settle into new routines, and we'll all get there together. But adjust your expectations of how much work you can get done and when. If you haven't already, make sure your employer and clients are they're sort of okay with you doing flexible work hours, so that you can get work done when you're most efficient, aka least likely to be interrupted by kids.
And just so you know, this might be comforting. There are so many parents all over the world who have been working and juggling kids at home for quite a while now, and it's doable. It's not easy, as we're going to talk about in the rest of this podcast, but you can do this. Okay, that's it for now, I think. We'll try and resume regular programming sometime soon, but no promises. Things are a little upside down at the moment. And yeah, maybe that's okay because you're not in the mood to hear about websites and marketing stuff, and we're not really in the mood to talk about it a great deal at the moment. But we're still here making things happen while glancing at the news headlines, maybe a little more than I should, just waiting for the next thing to drop. But yeah, stay well, friends, keep your distance, enjoy the time with your small people as much as you can. And if you feel like you're missing human connection, we're only an email away, and we would be happy to have a chat and set up a Zoom call. Zoom is getting a major workout these days. Just in the last day or two, I've converted a few in-person catch-ups that I'd had planned into Zoom calls, and it's kind of great, actually. I quite enjoy that. Introvert. But yeah, if you want to do that, kids are welcome on the call too. From big ones that ask, "What's for dinner?" down to small ones that scream and fight. We've got those. It's all part of our new, weird, wonderful reality, so embrace it. Okay, that's officially it. I hope you enjoy hearing what we had to say about working with kids before things got weird.
Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to The Digital Brew,
a podcast about making your business more awesome online.
I'm Angela, a copywriter, here with my husband, Stu, a web designer.
It's time to pour yourself a cuppa and let's get started.
So, you've got a business and you've got kids. Or you've got one and you're thinking about, or you're about to add the other. Good luck. Anyway, this episode is for you. Because we've been self-employed for the last like 6-ish years, maybe a bit longer now. I'm not sure. I should probably have counted properly. But anyway, we've also been parents for more than 4 years. And we've currently got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old boy. Two boys. So we're still pretty new to both, but it's actually really amazing how quickly you can pick things up when you have to adapt. So we thought we'd actually share a few insights, tips, and realities around how we fit business around our kids, or how we fit kids around our business. I don't know. Which way would we say that? First up, gonna give you some harsh realities. Here are a few reasons why we don't necessarily recommend it. First up, running a business is hard. It's one of the hardest things that we've ever done. And being a parent is also hard. I'd say that's actually
even harder
than running a business. And then when you put them together, you'll always feel torn in two different directions. Sort of like you'll never be able to be your best at either thing. Sometimes it really sucks, and we actually wonder if we made a terrible mistake. What have we done?
What's that, the business or the kids?
No comment.
Angela, awful, awful person.
But now that we've said all of that, here's why we actually do recommend it, if you're okay with all those things we just said.
This list is a lot longer, don't worry.
Yeah, just for balance, you know. So both parenting and running a business are really rewarding. You know, our kids, they drive us nuts, but they're also really big blessings. They make us laugh. They help us figure out our limits, which is not great at the time, but also kind of great. They help us see the world in different ways, and hopefully they're helping us become better people. I don't know. Some days it doesn't feel like that, but some days it does. And at the same time, the business gives us more freedom to adapt to our family's needs. Plus it gives us the ability to set really big goals and hopefully achieve them a lot more quickly. You know, it's meant that we've both been able to move forward in our careers while our kids are still young. Because I think about the alternatives of, you know, just one of us being at work and one of us staying at home, or just trying to juggle commutes and everything. Like, I don't know, it just blows my mind how people can manage that. But yeah, it's given us the freedom to make a lot of choices about the kind of work we do as well. Like right now, we're both doing stuff that's super relevant to our personal interests and our skills. But you know, if we were still employed in someone else's business, we're still in our mid to late 20s, like that kind of freedom and autonomy that we've gotten used to, it's just unheard of, I think. It's so rare that you'd find someone our age with the kind of, yeah, freedom and choices around career that we've been able to have, let alone having kids at the same time. Okay, so I think it's over to Stu now to talk a bit more about how we got started.
How we got started.
Yeah.
I think it's important for us to be open about how tough things were, especially in the beginning. So we started working for ourselves before we had kids. It meant that we made a lot of mistakes and we put in very long hours while we could, but the risks to us were very low. Our personal expenses were extremely low and we lived off very little.
Yeah, just comparing it to how much our expenses are at now. It's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah. We had no idea.
After we had our first kid, I went back to a day job for about 2 years. And Ange massively eased up on her freelancing during that time. And she only really relaunched things properly when our second child was 6 months old. But by the time he was one, I was able to leave my day job again because Ange was making just enough money to justify it. And we could also see the potential if Ange had more time and energy to be able to grow her business too. I've also just gradually been adding in more hours over the last year. And with the kids both in daycare for a few days a week, so that's made it a lot easier. But it's not realistic for both of us to go full time just yet. But hopefully soon. I mean, next year, who knows?
We'll see. So yeah, the realities of getting started mean that you might need a second income source in the early days of starting a business. So whether, you know, your partner works while you stay at home and try to build the business up, or you have a day job and the business is your side hustle. You know, while you've got little people relying on you to provide for them, you can't take those big risks and go all in without really running the numbers first and making sure that it's viable and, you know, not going to be struggling to pay for all your bills and things like that. So we certainly found that when the kids were born, we had to reassess things. Stu had to go back to work for a day job for a bit, and then we had to build things up basically from scratch again. So, but you know, that's just the realities of it. Okay, so I think now we're going to talk a bit about how we juggle the demands of both the business and the kids. So first up, daycare. I remember when we first had our eldest child, I was pretty much against daycare. I was like, oh, kids should be at home with their parents as much as possible. You know, daycare can be a little bit, I don't know, it's not as ideal for them. And I suppose in some ways, in a perfect world, maybe it's not as ideal as them being with your parents, but you have to work. Most parents have to work. So daycare is so essential for that, I've realized. And we've been really blessed with an amazing local daycare with the very best teachers who take such good care of our kids. Don't know what we'd do without them. We book them in 3 days a week, which is Monday to Wednesday. And that enables both of us to basically work full time on those days when they're not sick. Probably talk a bit more about that in a bit. But yeah, thankfully daycare is a long day, so we can both drop them off around 8 a.m. and then pick them up just before 5. School, I've heard, is going to be a whole new issue, and we've got to deal with that next year with our eldest going into prep. So we'll have shorter work days then. Maybe we'll report back on how that goes once we figure it all out.
Oh dear. On Thursdays, we have both the kids at home, so I mainly deal with them while Ange is able to work in the office. And on Fridays, their grandma takes one child, so I can sometimes run errands a bit more easily while Ange works, and who knows, sometimes I can even squeeze a bit of work in there too, depending on the child and how delightful they're being that day.
Chances are not great most of the time, but it's good to be optimistic. So in the evenings, after the kids finally go to sleep, and thankfully that's gotten better in the last few months, It was a struggle for a while there. Still sometimes is. But anyway, after the kids go to sleep, we often get a few hours of extra work done before bed. We're not always super productive, but it is a good time to take care of admin, write emails for the next day, plan content and things like that. So at the moment, there's not a whole lot of Netflix happening.
What is that?
Not a lot of relaxing in the evenings. We're still very much in the build your business phase and we're making the most of every time we get. So, you know, maybe if you don't have kids yet, you can still do those sorts of things. But yeah, I just find in the early stages of a business and children, you just don't have a lot of time for those things. So that's just a reality of it for us anyway, depending on how quickly you want to build your business as well. So yeah, we do evening work. We also sometimes do weekend work. I know. So sometimes if we've had a particularly crazy week and we feel like we're getting behind, or maybe we've had some appointments or the kids have been sick, and you know, the week just hasn't quite gone to plan, we do have to do a bit of weekend work. It's not great. It's not ideal because then we often start the next week exhausted and it makes everyone a bit resentful. And also the kids are a bit of a handful on your own. Usually it's me shut in the office on the weekend and Stu is dealing with the kids, which isn't really great for him. Sorry, Stu. But yes, another reality of it at the moment. It's not forever, but it is how we have to do things for now.
And then there's sickness. So a point we should make is that if you have little kids, you need to account for sickness a lot more than you used to. We used to only get sick maybe once a year, maybe not even that serious normally. But in our kids' first year of daycare, they were sick about every second week with really awful bugs. And half the time we got sick too. I call them, what do they call them? Like a tropical virus. Because they just the weirdest bugs. Anyway.
The melting pot of daycare. All the children come together and share everything.
Yeah, it just morphs into one just mutated virus. Anyway, so just remember that daycare is wonderful and all, but booking and paying for 3 days of daycare does not mean you'll end up with 3 days you can get work done. So you'll have to give yourself a buffer in your schedule in case this happens, because it will, specifically in winter.
It's funny, like, because we've got two kids in childcare at the moment. I reckon it would be rare that we'd get 3 weeks in a row of nobody at home sick. That would be so rare.
Yeah.
Normally, it's probably every second week we get at least one person homesick.
It hasn't been too bad this year because obviously it's been summer.
And they've adjusted a bit.
Their immunity has built up.
Mm.
But yeah, winter. I think there was one stretch in winter last year where we did get maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm.
And it just felt so much optimism, like, can we go for a fourth? But no.
No. Yep. So, but on the other hand, I feel very sorry. I really feel for those parents who don't have the level of flexibility that we have in that, you know, there's two of us, we can adjust our schedules a bit more. We can work from home a little bit around sick kids as much as we can, even though kids don't often let us, compared to having to take time off work and just juggle all that stuff. I don't know how they do it. Okay, so on a slightly more positive note, I might talk a bit about podcasts because that has been a really big part about me fitting my business around kids. One of the things that I think helped me really hit the ground running with relaunching my business, even while my youngest was a tiny baby, it was listening to podcasts because I'd be dealing with two kids under two all day while Stu was still at his day job. And I'd have one ear half listening to the kids. Sorry, kids. and an earpiece in my other ear, just listening to a business related podcast. You know, it was frustrating because I couldn't put everything into action right away, but it was also really good because it meant I had a lot of time to come up with ideas and just let them simmer. It also helped those long days go a lot more quickly in the beginning. Another thing that's been really helpful is my little rule about not having in-person meetings or networking events. Now, it's not for everyone, but it's worked really well for me because with a few very rare exceptions, we just set foot into our home office and we get to work every single day. We don't leave the house to work or meet up with people. Okay, so I have met up with people recently just, you know, as a one-off sort of thing, very occasional thing. But, you know, that's the exception to the rule. It means that we don't travel anywhere, you know, because traveling isn't a good use of our time or productivity at this stage. So we're just really making the most of every minute we've got to try and build the business and do our client work and make it all happen.
So when everybody is at home on a Thursday, because that's when the kids aren't at daycare, Ange does sometimes leave her office cave to help me out when the kids are being an extreme handful, you know, when they're both screaming and crying, or if I just, you know, yell out for help for a few minutes.
Or occasionally you come into the office and lock yourself in here with me.
Yep, I was like, I'll just peace out for 2 minutes in here. Well,
yep. That's when I know he's really had enough.
Yeah, especially, you know, after daycare, they're kind of coming down from that and, you know, can be a fun time on Thursdays. Mm. Plus, it can sometimes be hard to get them to both nap, and sometimes Ange needs a nap around that time of day anyway, so she can come out and help with getting one of the children down too. Which is helpful. And then, you know, go back into the office, which is about 3 footsteps away, and keep working. So there are benefits.
Speaking of barricading ourselves in the office, another thing that's been really helpful with juggling the business and kids is having door locks. So sadly, door locks aren't built into houses naturally on all the doors, maybe just one or two of them. But our kids aren't old enough to respect closed doors. So we've actually installed a door lock in our office door. And we're in a rental, so this isn't like anything permanent or anything. We just bought this little tool off Amazon, and it's basically this little plastic thing that attaches to the top of the door out of reach of the kids, and it has an arm with a hook on it that hooks into the door frame. So you can just sort of like flick it open with your finger and it will just naturally lock the door as you close the door over. It'll leave a little gap around the edges, which isn't great for soundproofing and calls, but at least the kids won't be able to barge in.
About every 5 minutes they'd probably barge in if they had the opportunity. So.
Oh, they would for sure.
Which is very disruptive to your productivity.
I know. But yeah, unfortunately, if it's dropped on the floor enough, or if the kids use a battering ram technique on the door, yes, they have done that, it can still break. It's just plastic. But yeah, we still think it's worth the investment, and we will buy more to replace them when they break.
Then there's the noise. So Ange generally does meetings early in the week when she knows the kids are going to be out of the house at daycare, because then the only noise apparently she has to worry about is me randomly boiling. What do you mean randomly boiling water? I'm reading notes, by the way. Randomly boiling water? I'm making you cups of tea. Or dropping large kitchen items during a call. Since when do I drop large kitchen items?
I appreciate unsolicited cups of tea. I really do. But
unsolicited? But I think they're always solicited.
I start a call and suddenly you go, I'm going to make Ange a cup of tea.
I don't. I would never do that.
That's great. And I can't even drink it because I'm too busy talking.
Shush, 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 shush. If it's an existing client or if they know that we have kids, then she can, you know, can do a meeting anytime because they'll understand if they hear a thing or two. Plus, we have Crisp on the computers, which is a program which blocks out background noise on Zoom calls and stuff, which is pretty cool.
It's really handy. I've actually tested it with a few clients when my kids have been screaming in the background, not on purpose. They just happen to be screaming. And I've said, oh, can you hear that? Like, it is so loud. Like, there's no way they're not hearing it. And no, unless they're lying, they weren't able to hear it. So clearly it works.
We're also super open about the fact that we have kids. Most of the people we work with have them too. We talk about them on our websites and on social media, and it just means there's no surprises when we do have to adapt a little because of the kids. And we give the same grace to our clients and contractors because we know what it's like. So, yeah, it's good to be open.
Like, I've had people who have written stuff for me and, you know, their kid's been sick, or they've had to go pick them up from somewhere, or they've been up all night with their little baby, and I just know what that's like. And, you know, I will adapt to that as much as I can. I'll take over from what they're doing, or I'll give them some extra time if that's possible, and we just go with the flow. So speaking of which, one last thing that's been really helpful with fitting the business around the kids has been working with other parents. So one of my favorite things, especially while I was trying to relaunch my services while our youngest Bazza was just a baby, was working with other mums specifically, because they just get it. Like, they appreciate what you're going through. They'll be your biggest encouragers and champions. And, you know, you can bond over business and breastfeeding all at the same time in the same conversation, and it's not even weird at all. I'm sure I had a few client calls there where I had kids on me. I probably was feeding Bazza and things like that. And, yeah, it's totally fine. I just found it really inspiring as well to follow entrepreneurs online who are also raising young families, because it showed me what was possible and what wasn't, so that I could create that for myself and we could create that for our families. So yeah, because to be honest, no one in my direct circles, like family or friends, were charting a path like this. It all felt really new to us and a little bit strange, and maybe like nobody really understood what we were going through. So it's just been really nice to work with other parents and, you know, find some successful parents and entrepreneurs online to be inspired by.
So just wrapping it up, it's not easy, but we wouldn't have it any other way. And it's not like we really have a choice at this point either. So, hey, what you gonna do?
We're stuck with them, the kids and the business.
I think the biggest thing is to get help. Make sure you've got a solid support system in place. Because kids and businesses both take up a lot of time, especially in the beginning. Grandparents are great and daycare is amazing too. If you try and fail, don't give up. Things can change a lot in a short time. So find other ways to make money, get a job, be a mum or a dad for a little bit, and then just get in and give it another go. Good luck. Let us know how you go, and if you have any questions we haven't answered here. And in our next episode, we jump back into a more technical topic, where to purchase domains and get hosting. So we'll see you there.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Digital Brew with Ange and Stu.
Make sure you head over to thedigitalbrew.com for more episodes, detailed show notes, resources, and our newsletter.
And if you feel like this episode has helped you make your business more awesome, pop us a review.
We'll catch you next time.